This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that the United States is going to put a very powerful hold on money it sends to the World Health Organization, saying it had not correctly predicted the progress of the coronavirus pandemic. At Tuesday's coronavirus briefing at the White House, Mr. Trump said they called it wrong. They missed the call. He seemed to hint that the organization may have done so out of deference to China, where the novel coronavirus was first reported. They seem to be very China-centric, the president said. We have to look into that. The United States is the largest contributor to the WHO. When asked by a reporter whether it would be prudent to strangle funding to the organization amid a pandemic, the president denied he said he was doing that, modifying his remark to, "We're going to look into it." The United States suffered its worst daily death toll yet in the coronavirus pandemic on Tuesday, more than 1,700 deaths reported before all state totals were in. The death toll for the United States has now risen past 12,000. The United States has the third highest official death toll in the world for coronavirus deaths, behind Italy and Spain. More than 40% of the U.S. deaths have been in the state of New York, and the majority of those in New York City. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, reported a potential sign of progress in containing the spread of coronavirus with a drop in hospitalizations Tuesday and also a drop in the number of critically ill patients. Despite the outbreak, the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin started in-person voting Tuesday in a Democratic presidential primary. Hundreds of poll workers refused to come to work because of the pandemic. In Milwaukee, the state's biggest city, only five of the city's planned 180 polling stations were open. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.